All right, statistical conclusion error. In the population, there are only three possibilities. Either the correlation is negative, the correlation is zero, and the correlation is positive. You can decide if you really mean zero or if you mean close enough to zero to count. We can have the same discussion no matter which of those you prefer. And there are three statistical decisions made at the end of the analysis. We either decide that we have a significant negative correlation, a non-significant correlation, or a significant positive correlation. And so there are nine possible outcomes that get sorted into five categories. Correctly retaining the null, one way to be right. Correlation zero in the population, you decided the correlation was zero, you got it right by retaining the null. Correctly rejecting the null. There is a relationship. You said there was a relationship. You're right by rejecting the null. You said the relationship was negative. There is a negative relationship. You're correct by rejecting the null. We then have type 1, type 2, and type 3 errors. Type 1 error is a false alarm. You thought you had something. There isn't anything. Okay, type 1 is a false alarm. The boy who cried wolf. Type 2 errors. There is a relationship there. You missed it. This is the mistake that the village eventually made. Right? Comes running in several times, says, there's a wolf, there's a wolf, there's a wolf. Last time he was right, they blew him off. No more sheep. Type 3 error. You were right that there's a relationship, but not the relationship that you found. There's really a positive correlation in the population, and somehow you bungled this sufficiently that you got a negative correlation in the sample. Shit happens, which is my version of sampling variability. You might, by chance, out of these data, grab those people. Shit happens. You might also have produced it by something stupid that you did, or some combination. But type 3 error is when the little boy goes running into the town and says, the wolf, the wolf, the wolf. They go running back, and yes, something was eating the sheep, but it was a bear. Okay? You got to reject the null. That there's nothing, there is something eating the sheep. I mean, the null is the sheep are fine, right? Okay. Rejecting the null, you correctly rejected the null, but your description of the relationship was just plain wrong. Now, these are called statistical conclusion errors. This is a different question than whether the results match the research hypothesis. This is about whether the results match what we should have found. Okay, let's look at this other issue. And here, just a comfort page. Everything written out for you in the same consistent language. Oh, I guess you'll do that one just fine. We found that students who did more homework problems tended to have lower exam scores. We're going to retain or reject the null?
Reject.
Reject. We think we found something, right? All the other studies found the opposite effect. What do we have? Look, type 3. Now, I want to look at this one. We found the students who did more homework problems tended to have lower exam scores. We're going to reject the null. Ours is the only study with this finding. We know we're wrong. We don't know how we're wrong. We don't know what the other studies found. The other studies might have found a null result. If all of the other studies found a null result, then we have committed a type 1 error. We found something when there's nothing to find. Make sense? If the other studies found that those who did more homework tended to have higher exam scores, which makes more sense, then we still made a mistake, but it's a different mistake. It's a type 3 error. Probably a more active role on our part to screw up that badly. All right, the other one.